Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Terry Lanier is our guest. She's our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of Working Solo Incorporated. She is one of the pioneers of the whole Working Solo movement. She's which means that she could be as young as 31, folks. Because, you know, these days you can be a pioneer of some of this stuff and not be very old. But I've been following her for a long time. She's one of the big thinkers in terms of small business entrepreneurship, especially in terms of being, you know, more of the smaller companies and the importance of the smaller companies in the marketplace. And as I say, she's our good friend. Terry Lanier, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Now, your website is still workingsolo.com?
It certainly is.
And you've got an outstanding electronic publication that I'd like for you to tell the audience about, too.
Well, for many years, as you know, I've been doing an email newsletter, and the website's been up since 95, so we were one of the first people up on the web. And a year ago, I started thinking more clearly about what soloists want. We're really busy. We don't have a lot of time. So I started something called the Working Solo Minute. So it's a newsletter you can read in 60 seconds.
I like that.
And it goes out to thousands of soloists all around the world. And anybody listening that wants to sign up can just come to workingsolo.com.
And it's free.
And you'll see a hot link as well as some back issues.
And it's free.
It's free, absolutely.
Absolutely, good, good, good. We like free. Hey, Terry, I know this sounds like a silly question, folks, but I have to ask it. What is solo mean? In your definition, what does working solo mean?
Well, working solo also encompasses the SOHO market, which are micro businesses, very, very small businesses.
And literally by yourself.
The majority are. Because when you talk about SOHO, small office, home office, the way I think of it, Jim, is as this big target. And there's the outer ring of the target is like 20 employees or less, and then the next ring is about 12, and then it comes down to about 4.
Right.
But the big red center and the majority of those businesses.
Millions
are one-person businesses.
Including what you and I would call, and what technically are called, independent contractors.
Yeah, right. Independent
Some of them don't even know they're small business owners.
Right. Part-time people who want to make the leap to entrepreneurship, but they're trying to sort it all out. All of those people who feel like they're totally on their own, they are part of this almost imagined community.
Yeah. And there's so many of them, but from this pool manifests the gazelles, manifests the Apples and the Microsofts and the Fords and organizations like that. I mean, this is where these exciting companies of the future are going to come from.
Absolutely. But, you know, there's not just the gazelles, which I know are important because of their growth trajectories. But also, Jim, these are the people who are in their offices every single day contributing to the larger economy.
That's right.
And even though individually they may not make a big difference, in an aggregate, collectively, we make a huge impact on the economy.
Well, you know, Terry, one of the things that I've been saying for a long time is the largest economy on planet Earth is Small Business USA.
Absolutely.
It is, and I can show you how to do the math on that, folks. I've done it before, but it is, and as you say, the largest part of that are these micropreneurs. So, what do you see the landscape for the micropreneur, the small business owner, the very small business owner, the SOHOist, the soloist, I should say. What do you think is the future for them in the next year or so?
Well, 2009 is going for everybody. I think is going to be a challenging economy. We know that. But the one thing that soloists have, hands down, compared to everybody else, is their flexibility. Because usually there's not a lot of overhead. Many times there is little or no inventory. These are mostly service businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And we're able to turn on a dime. I make the image of we're the little sailboats out there, and we may be traveling in a school, so we may take up a big collection of all these individual sailboats. but we're not the Queen Mary. We're not Ford. Mm-hmm. We're not any of these mega corporations that have to. When they make a turn, it's going to take 6 to 9 months.
Right.
When
they got to go around. They got to go around the continent to make the turn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When soloists decide to change, they can do it in
just
24 hours.
Flip the rudder around and heck, do even faster than that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No. Exactly. I mean, I've got a little organization now, but I was all by myself for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my computer and my extra phone line.
Right. And these days, with an internet connection and the technology that can support us, soloists can compete with companies so much larger than us, but do it on a much better ROI for our clients and customers.
Well, see, you make an excellent point there, Terry, in that many of these, a lot of times I think people who don't understand small business think that when people are all by themselves, when they're soloists or they're, you know, only got one employee or whatever, that bless their hearts, you know, they just can't quite grow quick enough. These are people, many of these people have decided that's their business model, to be that size, because technology has allowed them to leverage their dream without hiring a bunch of people.
Yes. And the other thing is that they can make alliances and create virtual companies.
Yep.
Sort of what I call the Hollywood model. Because when somebody like Steven Spielberg goes out to make a movie, he hires the best lighting director, the best costume designers, the best set people, of course the best actors, mm-hmm. and he brings all these people together for a project, the movie, and when it's done, they all disperse. Some of them may come back and work together on a regular basis, but they're together for that project.
Yep. Yep.
And soloists do that time and time again.
And now they can do that with other people where all over around the globe.
Absolutely.
And that's what's exciting right now. Stand by, quick break, right back with Terry Lanier. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Junior Walker to take us out. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. Terry Lanier is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the president of Working Solo, and that's workingsolo.com. And you can find her Solo Minute there, which is a very short newsletter that she sends out to you for free. And I encourage you to check that out and to keep up with all the things that Terry has got working that she's working on. By the way, Terry, I know you've got a couple of other projects that are in the mill right now that over the next few months you're going to be bringing back to us. So we're looking forward to hearing about your exciting work.
Thanks so much.
Let's talk about future soloists. I'm worried about startups this year, Terry. You know, and all the other recessions. And this is my umpteenth one, because my first one was 1969,
right.
And in every other recession, startups, especially for the last 20 years or so, startups have been a very important part of the recovery, of the economic recovery. But what's different about this one than all the others is that the creditor is not available the way it has been in the past. And
right.
You and I both know that the way startups are capitalized is mostly through the personal credit of the founder. And I'm worried about startups this year. Am I correct or not?
Yes, I think we are going to see people who are struggling to find funding to either start a business or expand a business. The complementary concern here, Jim, that I see it, is that particularly very small businesses are like the tail of the dog. And
mm-hmm.
so you have these bigger companies who need outsourcing or who need independent contractors who then spill over to the needs of small solo entrepreneurs who are service providers who then need bookkeepers, attorneys, web designers, all of those sort of things. So it's this spiral that in good times is usually this very powerful economic upward spiral where everyone needs everybody else in the service industry just blossom. And now we're seeing the reverse of that. So as big companies decide to pull back, they in turn won't hire as many soloists or smaller businesses who then can't hire all those subsidiary service providers. And it really is a major contraction.
Well, exactly. And that's the reason what you just said, the opposite of what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
If you add credit available, if you add credit card lines available, the ability to take out a second mortgage, which I did both of those things when I founded my business back in 89. I had just gotten downsized, Terry. I was a soloist for about 2.5 years. Well, actually longer than that, but I was in my home for about 2.5 years till I moved downtown. And I had two teenagers and two mortgages and no job.
Mm-hmm.
So I was motivated. But what carried me through the cash flow times, the tough cash flow times of the first couple of years, was the ability for me to get credit. And if it hadn't been for, you know, I didn't borrow a lot of money, but it just sort of filled in the gaps. If I hadn't had that, I wouldn't have been able to have stayed alive.
It really is the grease of the engine here.
And so the opposite of what you just said is with credit, then instead of a downward spiral, we have a more improved recovery, don't we?
Yes. Well, it gives us a little more wiggle room because people can tap into their credit cards or their home equity lines of credit or whatever it is. But I think what we've seen in the past is that people have not fully realized the importance of credit or savings,
mm-hmm.
and they assumed that it would always be accessible.
Right.
And now we're coming up against the harsh reality that that is not always the case.
I wonder if President-elect Obama is going to address some of that through the SBA. You know, the SBA has the ability to do microloans.
Yes, they do. And microfinance, as we know, has been very, very successful around the world.
The Grameen Bank model, which won the founder of a Nobel Prize.
Right, right.
Yeah. Carrie, I got about 30 seconds. Your last thoughts on the small businesses.
Well, we've seen this time and time again, Jim, that even though things may be really, really bleak, soloists have a way of surviving because they're able to be flexible. You go inside and you figure out exactly what can I bring. There's always opportunity in terms of any environment out there. And there are a lot of trends out there. There are going to be people who are making money and surviving in
yeah.
this environment.
Well, you know what? People, I always say about folks like us, you may not want to bet on us, but you better not bet against us.
Yes, yes. And actually, in next week's newsletter, I'm going to be talking about business ideas based on current trends.
All right. Well, look for that, folks. And that's at workingsolo.com, right?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Terry, thanks for being here. Good job. Let's do this again real soon.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Terry Lonier, ladies and gentlemen. Lonier, if you're Googling her. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.